Take, for example, our text from Matthew chapter 6, a perfect example. In this passage from this gospel text, Jesus is referencing three normal behaviors, activities: fasting, he's got praying, and he has almsgiving to the poor. He lists these. And at this time, the Pharisees had written all sorts of literature, as we've talked about over the last couple of months, about how you should fast, about how you should pray, about how you should do all certain sort of things. And when the general public didn't know what to do or behave, you see, they looked to the Pharisees for how they should do it. They looked to the large crowd. Jesus said, "Phooey." The crowd got it wrong. And what we learn from that is this statement. I want to read it here. Do you agree or disagree? It's okay if you disagree with me on this. I just want to throw it out there. Most people would rather be wrong with the crowd than be right by ourselves. What do you think about that? You agree with that? Most people would rather be wrong with the crowd than be right by ourselves. Okay. Well, over the next 5 weeks here at Peace, all the way to October 23rd, we are going to be taking a look at the Being Challenge, okay? This book that came to your front steps. It's going to guide us all the way to, like I said, October 23rd. Each day, we're going to read maybe three or four pages on your own at home, and then there's one day of challenge, or one page of challenge on each of these days, okay? That's what we're going to be taking a look. Now, what's the basis of those 40 days? The basis of those 40 days are five habits, keystone habits of Jesus Christ. He did these over and over and over and over and over and over again. And what were those key habits? These key habits we're going to talk about also here at Peace on each Sunday, each one individually in Bible study and also in worship. And I just want to briefly mention them here this morning. Committing to community. Jesus wasn't involved in a group of three, a group of 12, a group of 72. Very clear from the Gospels. Jesus was focused on studying Scripture, prioritizing prayer, seeking solitude, and choosing church. These habits of Jesus impacted his entire life. They spread out and impacted his entire life. Now, these habits are not what the crowd was saying in the first century, the Gallup poll in the first century. That's not where this comes from. This doesn't come from the Lutheran church of the 16th century, the large crowd. There are people that got it wrong then. And it doesn't come from Gallup polling today in today's society and culture. These habits come from the Gospels that describe what Jesus did time in and time out. Now, you might be saying here this morning, my goodness, these practices aren't going to make a huge difference in my life. How is it going to change my life? I've heard about these all my life. I grew up in Sunday school. What's so significant about this? What I want you to do is I want you to think about bamboo. Okay? How many of you are thinking about bamboo this morning? Yeah, Molly, thank you. Yes, the creative one. When we were in Florida, bamboo grew in a very unusual fashion, and it really does grow in an odd way. Bamboo, it's thought, actually you can see very little of bamboo for the first 5 years. For 5 years, bamboo basically just builds a root system. And some species of bamboo, after 5 years, in just a matter of 6 weeks, then explode to sometimes up to 90 feet in height. Now think about that. That's wild. For 5 years, you can hardly see anything. And then in the matter of 6 weeks, boom, 90 feet of growth. Now, to someone who didn't know that process, they might say, that's the fastest growing plant on the entire planet. But you see, bamboo grows because of slow movement over 5 years, and then, boom, explosive growth. I think that's what Jesus is getting at in our text from Matthew chapter 6. When Jesus talks about these habits, prayer, fasting, and giving to the poor, Jesus says it this way. Did you hear the words? Jesus says, when you fast, Don't make it so that everybody sees you. Quietly do it so that no one else sees. And then there will be explosive growth. He says your reward will come in heaven. When Jesus talks about praying, he says, don't do it so that everyone sees you. Close your door so nobody sees you. Build a root structure is what he's saying. And then, boom, a reward will come your way in heaven. When Jesus talks about giving to the poor, by the way, the Pharisees were fantastic at giving to the poor, probably the leaders in this, and so should Christians. But what Jesus says is that when you do this, do it quietly, so that no one knows. And then, boom, your reward will come in heaven. Now, you also might be thinking this morning that, boy, these habits that you talked about, Pastor, in the Being Challenge, that they're nice, but, they may benefit me or not. I don't know. Now, the point is, some of these habits may benefit you or not. We're hoping they will benefit you. I believe they will. But here's the thing I want to lay on your heart. When we build these habits, we will be a better blessing to other people. Maybe someone who's going through crisis. I want you to think about this guy named Chelsea Sullenberger. I like to bring him up. He was a captain of a pilot of a plane. You probably know the story. Back in 2008, 7 years after 9/11, that crashed into the Hudson River in New York. Do you remember this? Yeah.